Books on Tape presents No Shortcuts to the Top, Climbing the World's 14 Highest Peaks by Ed Viesters with David Roberts. Read by Stephen Hoy. Chapter 1. Self-Arrest. At last things seemed to be going our way. Inside our Camp 3 tent at 24,300 feet, Scott Fisher and I crawled into our sleeping bags and turned off our headlamps. The next day, we planned to climb up to Camp 4 at 26,000 feet. On the day after, we would get up in the middle of the night, put on all our clothing, grab our gear and a little food, and set off for the summit of K2 at 28,250 feet, the second highest mountain in the world. From Camp 4, the 2,250 vertical feet of snow, ice, and rock that would stretch between us and the top could take as long as 12 hours to climb, since neither Scott nor I was using supplemental oxygen. We had agreed that if we hadn't reached the summit by 2 p.m., we'd turn around, no matter what. It was the evening of August 3, 1992. 54 days earlier, we had started our hike into base camp on the Baltoro Glacier, which we had reached on June 21st. Before the trip, even in my most pessimistic scenario, I had never imagined that it could take us more than 6 weeks just to get in position for a summit push. But this expedition had seemed jinxed from the start. By hideous weather, by minor but consequential accidents, by an almost chaotic state of disorganization within our team. As usual, in the midst of a several-day summit push at high altitude, Scott and I were too keyed up to fall asleep. We tossed and turned in our sleeping bags.